The emotionally healthy child, helping children calm, center, and make smarter choices. By Maureen Healy. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Emotionally Healthy Child, Helping Children Calm, Center, and Make Smarter Choices by Maureen Healy is a comprehensive guide to helping children develop emotional intelligence. The book provides parents with the tools they need to help their children become emotionally healthy adults. It covers topics such as understanding emotions, developing self-awareness, managing stress and anxiety, building resilience, fostering positive relationships with peers and adults, and making smart decisions. Healy begins by discussing the importance of emotional health in childhood development. She explains that when children are able to recognize their own feelings and manage them effectively, it helps them make better choices in life. She then outlines how parents can foster an environment where their child's emotional needs are met through providing support and guidance while also allowing for independence. Healy goes on to discuss specific strategies for teaching children about emotions, including recognizing facial expressions, using stories or role play, talking about feelings, encouraging expression of emotion through art or music, practicing mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing exercises, playing games that involve expressing emotions, setting limits on behavior without shaming or punishing the child, modeling appropriate behavior for your child, praising effort rather than results, creating opportunities for problem-solving skills practice. The book also includes chapters on dealing with difficult behaviors such as aggression or defiance, as well as tips on how to handle common parenting challenges like bedtime struggles or sibling rivalry. Finally, Healy offers advice on how parents can create a home environment that encourages emotional growth in their children. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing a secure attachment with your child. A secure attachment between parent and child is essential for a child's emotional health and well-being. It helps children to feel safe and secure, and to develop trust and confidence in their relationships. Main idea number 2. Teaching emotional literacy. Teaching children to recognize and understand their emotions is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to identify and express their feelings, and to develop healthy coping strategies. Main idea number 3. Developing emotional regulation skills. Teaching children to regulate their emotions is essential for their emotional health. It helps them to manage their emotions in a healthy way, and to respond to difficult situations in a constructive manner. Main idea number 4. Encouraging self-awareness. Self-awareness is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to understand their own feelings and behaviors, and to make better decisions. Main idea number 5. Promoting healthy communication. Teaching children to communicate effectively is essential for their emotional health. It helps them to express their feelings in a healthy way, and to build strong relationships with others. Main idea number 6. Building resilience. Resilience is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to cope with difficult situations, and to bounce back from adversity. Main idea number 7. Developing problem-solving skills. Teaching children to solve problems is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to think through difficult situations, and to make better decisions. Main idea number 8. Encouraging positive self-talk. Positive self-talk is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to think positively about themselves, and to develop a healthy self-image. Main idea number 9. Modeling healthy behavior. Modeling healthy behavior is an important part of helping children to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to learn how to behave in a healthy way and to develop healthy habits. Main idea number 10. Creating a safe environment. Creating a safe and supportive environment is essential for a child's emotional health. It helps them to feel secure and to develop trust in their relationships. Main idea number 11. Practicing mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to develop a greater sense of self-awareness. Main idea number 12. Developing empathy. Teaching children to be empathetic is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to understand and respect the feelings of others, and to build strong relationships. Main idea number 13. Encouraging healthy relationships. Encouraging children to develop healthy relationships is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to build strong connections with others, and to develop a sense of belonging. Main idea number 14. Managing stress. Teaching children to manage stress is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to cope with difficult situations, and to develop healthy coping strategies. Main idea number 15. Promoting self-care. Teaching children to practice self-care is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to take care of their physical and mental health, and to develop healthy habits. Main idea number 16. Developing self-esteem. Developing a healthy self-esteem is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to feel good about themselves, and to develop a positive self-image. Main idea number 17. Encouraging positive thinking. Teaching children to think positively is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to focus on the good in life, and to develop a more optimistic outlook. Main idea number 18. Building self-confidence. Building self-confidence is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to feel capable and competent, and to develop a sense of self-worth. Main idea number 19. Developing healthy coping strategies. Teaching children to develop healthy coping strategies is an important part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to manage their emotions in a healthy way, and to respond to difficult situations in a constructive manner. Main idea number 20. Creating a positive home environment. Creating a positive home environment is essential for a child's emotional health. It helps them to feel safe and secure, and to develop trust and confidence in their relationships. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a secure attachment with your child is an important part of parenting. It involves creating a safe and trusting relationship between parent and child, where the child feels loved, accepted, and supported. This type of bond helps children to develop self-confidence, resilience, empathy for others, and healthy relationships with peers. To create this secure attachment, it is important that parents respond consistently to their children's needs in a loving way. Parents should be available when their children need them, whether it's for comfort or guidance, so that they can provide emotional support during difficult times. Additionally, parents should take time to listen to their children without judgment or criticism. This will help build trust between parent and child. It is also essential that parents set clear boundaries while still allowing room for exploration and independence as the child grows older. By providing consistent structure within which the child can explore safely, they are able to learn how to make responsible decisions on their own. Finally, spending quality time together as a family is key in establishing a secure attachment with your child. Whether it's playing games together or going out on adventures, these moments help strengthen bonds between family members while giving each individual space to express themselves freely. Main idea number 2. Teaching emotional literacy is an important part of helping children to become emotionally healthy. It involves teaching them how to recognize and understand their emotions, as well as how to express them in a healthy way. This helps children develop the skills they need to manage their feelings and make better decisions. Through this process, children learn how to identify what they are feeling, why they are feeling it, and what strategies can help them cope with difficult emotions. The Emotionally Healthy Child, Helping Children Calm, Center, and Make Smarter Choices by Maureen Healy provides parents with practical advice on teaching emotional literacy. The book offers guidance on topics such as recognizing signs of stress in children, understanding the impact of trauma, developing empathy, building resilience, creating positive relationships, managing anger effectively, setting boundaries for behavior, encouraging self-expression through art or music therapy, and more. By teaching emotional literacy from an early age, we can give our children the tools they need to navigate life's challenges with greater confidence and success. With these skills in place, our kids will be better equipped to handle whatever comes their way, and that's something worth investing in. Main idea number 3. Developing emotional regulation skills is an important part of helping children to become emotionally healthy. It involves teaching them how to recognize and manage their emotions in a positive way, so that they can respond appropriately to difficult situations. This includes learning how to identify and express feelings, as well as developing strategies for calming down when feeling overwhelmed or upset. Teaching children these skills helps them develop self-awareness and self-control, which are essential for managing their emotions in a healthy manner. One way of teaching emotional regulation skills is through modeling appropriate behavior. Parents can demonstrate how they handle their own emotions by talking about what they are feeling and expressing it in a constructive way. They can also provide guidance on how best to cope with difficult situations, such as taking deep breaths or counting backwards from 10 before responding. Additionally, parents should encourage children to practice mindfulness techniques such as meditation or yoga, which help promote relaxation and focus. It's also important for parents to be patient with their child while they learn these new skills. It takes time for them to master the concepts involved in emotional regulation. With consistent practice over time, however, children will eventually gain the ability to regulate their emotions more effectively. Main idea number 4. Encouraging self-awareness in children is essential for their emotional health. Self-awareness helps them to understand their own feelings and behaviors, as well as the consequences of their actions. It also allows them to make better decisions and develop healthier coping strategies when faced with difficult situations. By teaching children how to recognize and express their emotions, they can learn how to manage stress more effectively. One way parents can help foster self-awareness in children is by providing a safe space for them to talk about their feelings without judgment or criticism. This could include setting aside time each day for open dialogue between parent and child, where both parties are encouraged to share what's on their mind without fear of being judged or criticized. Additionally, it's important that parents model healthy behavior themselves so that children have an example of how they should handle difficult emotions. Another way parents can encourage self-awareness in children is by helping them identify triggers that lead to negative emotions such as anger or sadness. Once these triggers are identified, it becomes easier for the child and parent to anticipate potential problems before they arise and take steps towards preventing them from occurring in the first place. Finally, encouraging positive reinforcement when a child displays good behavior will help reinforce healthy habits over time. Praising a child when she makes wise choices will not only boost her confidence but also motivate her towards making better decisions in the future. Main idea number 5. Promoting healthy communication in children is an important part of their emotional development. Teaching them how to communicate effectively can help them express their feelings in a positive way and build strong relationships with others. This can be done through activities such as role-playing, storytelling, or even just talking about emotions. It's also important to encourage open dialogue between parents and children so that they feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment. In The Emotionally Healthy Child, Helping Children Calm, Center, and Make Smarter Choices by Maureen Healy, she outlines strategies for teaching children the skills needed for effective communication. These include active listening techniques like repeating back what was said to ensure understanding, using I statements instead of blaming language, being aware of body language, and learning how to recognize when someone needs space or time alone. By helping children learn these skills early on in life, it will set them up for success later on. Main idea number 6. Building resilience in children is essential for their emotional health. Resilience helps them to cope with difficult situations and to bounce back from adversity. It gives them the strength and courage to face challenges head-on, while also teaching them how to manage their emotions in a healthy way. By developing resilience, children can learn how to regulate their emotions and develop problem-solving skills that will serve them well throughout life. Resilience is not something that comes naturally, it must be taught and nurtured over time. Parents can help build resilience by providing support when needed, setting clear boundaries, encouraging positive self-talk, modeling appropriate behavior, helping children identify their feelings and express themselves appropriately, teaching problem-solving strategies such as brainstorming solutions or taking a break before responding emotionally. It's important for parents to remember that building resilience takes time, it doesn't happen overnight. With patience and consistency, however, parents can help foster an environment where children feel safe enough to take risks without fear of failure or criticism. This will give kids the confidence they need to tackle any challenge they may encounter. Main idea number 7. Developing problem-solving skills is an essential part of helping children become emotionally healthy. It helps them to think through difficult situations and make better decisions. Teaching children how to solve problems can be done in a variety of ways, such as providing them with opportunities to practice problem-solving skills in everyday life, encouraging them to ask questions and explore solutions, and modeling positive problem-solving behavior. Additionally, it is important for parents and caregivers to provide support when needed while also allowing the child some autonomy in finding their own solutions. When teaching children how to solve problems, it is important that they understand the importance of taking responsibility for their actions. This means understanding that there are consequences for their choices and learning from mistakes rather than repeating them. It also involves developing empathy so that they can consider other people's perspectives when making decisions or solving conflicts. Finally, teaching children about self-regulation will help them stay calm during challenging times so that they can focus on finding a solution. Main idea number 8. Encouraging positive self-talk is an important part of helping children develop a healthy emotional life. Positive self-talk helps children to think positively about themselves and their abilities, which can lead to increased confidence and better decision-making. It also helps them to recognize their strengths and weaknesses, so they can work on improving areas where they may be struggling. By talking positively about themselves, children learn how to cope with difficult emotions in a constructive way. Positive self-talk involves using words that are encouraging and supportive rather than negative or critical. For example, instead of saying "I'm not good enough" or "I can't do this," try saying something like "I am capable of doing this if I put my mind to it," or "I will keep trying until I get it right." This type of language encourages resilience and perseverance in the face of challenges. Parents can help foster positive self-talk by modeling it for their children. When parents talk positively about themselves as well as others around them, it sends a powerful message that everyone has value regardless of mistakes made or successes achieved. Additionally, parents should provide praise when appropriate but avoid overpraising as this could lead to unrealistic expectations. By teaching our children how to use positive self-talk, we are giving them the tools they need for success both now and in the future. With practice and guidance from adults who care for them, kids will learn how to use these skills effectively throughout their lives. Main idea number 9. Modeling healthy behavior is an essential part of helping children to become emotionally healthy. It involves demonstrating positive behaviors and attitudes, such as kindness, respect for others, self-control, and problem-solving skills. Parents can model these behaviors by setting a good example in their own lives. This means showing patience when dealing with difficult situations, being mindful of how they speak to their children and others around them, and taking time out for themselves when needed. It also helps to provide opportunities for children to practice the healthy behaviors that have been modeled. For instance, parents can encourage their child to take part in activities that promote physical health or emotional well-being, such as sports teams or art classes. They can also create a safe space where children feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. By modeling healthy behavior and providing opportunities for practice, parents are teaching their children important life skills that will help them develop into emotionally mature adults who are able to make smart decisions about how they live their lives. Main idea number 10. Creating a safe and supportive environment for children is essential for their emotional health. It helps them to feel secure, build trust in relationships, and develop healthy coping skills. A safe environment should be free from physical or psychological harm, where children can express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. This means providing an atmosphere that encourages open communication between adults and children, as well as among peers. In order to create a safe environment for children, it is important to establish clear boundaries and expectations while also being flexible enough to meet the needs of each individual child. Parents should provide consistent discipline that is fair but firm when necessary. They should also model positive behavior by demonstrating respect towards others and setting a good example with their own actions. It's also important to create an atmosphere of acceptance so that all feelings are welcomed without judgment or criticism. Children need to know they can talk about anything without fear of repercussions or ridicule. Finally, parents must ensure there are adequate resources available, such as counseling services if needed. Main idea number 11. Practicing mindfulness is an important part of emotional health for children. It helps them to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to develop a greater sense of self-awareness. Mindfulness can be practiced in many ways, such as through meditation or yoga. Through these activities, children learn how to focus on the present moment without judgment or criticism. They also learn how to recognize when they are feeling overwhelmed by emotions and take steps to manage those feelings in healthy ways. Mindfulness practice can help children better understand themselves and their reactions to different situations. This understanding can lead them towards making smarter choices that will benefit both themselves and others around them. Additionally, it teaches kids how to regulate their emotions so that they don't get too overwhelmed or out of control during difficult times. By practicing mindfulness regularly, children gain valuable skills that will serve them throughout life. Not only does it help with emotional regulation, but it also increases concentration levels, which leads to improved academic performance as well as better decision-making abilities. Main idea number 12. Developing empathy in children is essential for their emotional health and well-being. Teaching them to be empathetic helps them to understand the feelings of others and to build strong relationships with those around them. It also encourages children to think about how their actions might affect other people, which can help them make better decisions in life. One way parents can foster empathy in their children is by modeling it themselves. Showing your child that you care about the feelings of others will encourage him or her to do the same. You can also talk openly with your child about emotions, both yours and theirs, so they learn how different people feel in various situations. It's important for parents to provide opportunities for their kids to practice being empathetic as well. This could include role-playing scenarios where they have a chance to put themselves into someone else's shoes and consider how they would feel if they were in that situation. Additionally, encouraging your child when he or she shows signs of understanding another person's perspective will reinforce this behavior. Finally, reading books together that focus on characters who show empathy towards one another is an excellent way for kids to learn more about this concept without feeling like it's a lecture from mom or dad. Main idea number 13. Encouraging healthy relationships in children is essential for their emotional well-being. It helps them to learn how to interact with others, build strong connections, and develop a sense of belonging. Parents can help foster these relationships by teaching children the importance of communication, respect, trust, and empathy. They should also provide opportunities for children to practice these skills through activities such as role-playing or cooperative games. Parents should also model positive relationship behaviors themselves so that their child can observe and learn from them. This includes showing kindness towards others, being honest in conversations, listening actively when someone else is speaking, resolving conflicts peacefully without resorting to aggression or name-calling, and respecting boundaries set by other people. Finally, parents should encourage their child's independence while still providing support when needed. This will help the child feel secure enough to explore new relationships on their own terms while knowing they have a safe place to turn if things don't go as planned. Main idea number 14. Managing stress is an important part of helping children to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to develop the skills they need to cope with difficult situations and emotions, as well as build resilience for future challenges. Teaching children how to manage their stress can involve a variety of approaches, such as teaching relaxation techniques like deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation, providing positive reinforcement when they use these strategies, modeling appropriate coping behaviors, and encouraging problem-solving skills. Additionally, it's important that parents provide a supportive environment where children feel safe expressing their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. In her book The Emotionally Healthy Child, Helping Children Calm, Center, and Make Smarter Choices, Maureen Healy provides practical advice on how parents can help their children learn effective ways to manage stress. She emphasizes the importance of creating an atmosphere in which kids are encouraged to express themselves openly and honestly about what is going on inside them. This includes validating their feelings while also setting limits around behavior so that kids understand there are consequences for inappropriate actions. Healy also encourages parents to be mindful of the messages they send through words and body language when interacting with their child during stressful times. By being aware of our own reactions, we can better support our child in managing his, her emotions more effectively. Main idea number 15. Promoting self-care is an essential part of helping children become emotionally healthy. Self-care involves teaching children to take care of their physical and mental health, as well as developing healthy habits. It can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, engaging in relaxation techniques like deep breathing or yoga, and taking time for hobbies or other enjoyable activities. Additionally, it's important to teach children how to recognize and manage their emotions in a positive way by using strategies such as problem-solving skills or talking about feelings with trusted adults. By providing these tools early on in life, we can help our kids develop the skills they need to lead happy and successful lives. Main idea number 16. Developing a healthy self-esteem is an essential part of emotional health. It helps children to feel good about themselves and to develop a positive self-image. Self-esteem can be developed through activities that help children recognize their strengths and build on them. Parents can encourage their child's development by providing opportunities for success, praising effort rather than results, helping the child set realistic goals, and teaching problem-solving skills. Parents should also model healthy self-esteem in their own behavior. Children learn from watching how adults handle situations and interact with others. When parents demonstrate respect for themselves as well as others, it sends a powerful message to the child that they too are worthy of respect. It is important to remember that developing self-esteem takes time and patience, it cannot be forced or rushed. By creating an environment where children feel safe to express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism, parents can foster an atmosphere where healthy self-esteem can grow. Main idea number 17. Encouraging positive thinking in children is an essential part of helping them to become emotionally healthy. It helps them to focus on the good things in life, and to develop a more optimistic outlook. Positive thinking can be taught through activities such as journaling, visualization exercises, and affirmations. Journaling allows children to express their thoughts and feelings about different situations they encounter throughout the day. Visualization exercises help children imagine themselves achieving goals or overcoming obstacles that may seem insurmountable at first glance. Affirmations are statements that encourage self-confidence and remind children of their own worthiness and potential for success. In addition to these activities, parents can also model positive thinking by speaking positively about themselves and others around them. This will help create an environment where it is safe for children to express their emotions without fear of judgment or criticism from adults. Parents should also take time out each day with their child so they can talk openly about any worries or concerns they have. By teaching kids how to think positively, we are giving them the tools necessary for emotional health now and into adulthood. With practice, this skill will become second nature over time, allowing our kids to live happier lives filled with hope instead of fear. Main idea number 18. Building self-confidence is an important part of emotional health. It helps children to feel capable and competent, and to develop a sense of self-worth. Self-confidence can be built through positive reinforcement from parents, teachers, peers, and other adults in the child's life. Parents should provide their children with opportunities for success by setting achievable goals that are within their reach. This will help them build confidence as they achieve these goals. Parents should also encourage their children to take risks and try new things without fear of failure or criticism. They should praise effort rather than results so that the child feels valued regardless of outcome. Additionally, it is important for parents to model healthy self-esteem themselves by speaking positively about themselves and others around them. Finally, it is essential for parents to create an environment where mistakes are seen as learning experiences rather than failures or sources of shame or embarrassment. When a mistake occurs, parents should focus on helping the child learn from it instead of punishing them for making it. Main idea number 19. Developing healthy coping strategies for children is essential to helping them become emotionally healthy. It can help them learn how to manage their emotions in a positive way and respond constructively when faced with difficult situations. This involves teaching children techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness, problem-solving skills, and relaxation exercises. These tools can be used to help children recognize their feelings and develop the ability to regulate their emotions. It is also important that parents provide support and guidance while encouraging independence in decision-making. Parents should model appropriate behavior by demonstrating how they handle stress or challenging situations themselves. They should also create an environment where it is safe for children to express their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. By providing a supportive atmosphere and teaching effective coping strategies, parents can equip their child with the necessary skills needed for emotional health throughout life. Main idea number 20. Creating a positive home environment is essential for a child's emotional health. It helps them to feel safe and secure, and to develop trust and confidence in their relationships. A positive home environment should be one that encourages open communication between family members, where everyone feels respected and valued. Parents can create this kind of atmosphere by setting clear expectations for behavior, providing consistent discipline when needed, showing affection towards each other as well as the children, engaging in meaningful conversations with the children about their day or interests, encouraging independence while still offering support when needed, modeling appropriate problem-solving skills during conflicts or disagreements within the family unit. In addition to these strategies for creating a positive home environment, it is also important to provide opportunities for fun activities together, such as playing board games or going on outings. This will help foster strong bonds between family members, which are essential for healthy development. Finally, it is important to remember that every family has its own unique dynamics, so what works best may vary from household to household. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.